Music right there from Patrick Mraz, and just heard a track there called The Black Brains of Positronic Africa. Prior to that, we heard a track from Out in the Sun. And once again, these all come to us from the Time Wave division of Voiceprint Records at www.voiceprint.co.uk. We're going to take a quick break, and Patrick, once again, still in our studios with us. And we also heard that track, by the way, called Rana Barukata. 609-894-8900. We'll be back after this. Air travelers flying to and from Canada, Mexico, Central and South America, Bermuda, and the Caribbean must present a valid passport to re-enter the United States. The American Automobile Association, AAA, Mid-Atlantic provides the service at 14 branch offices in 11 New Jersey counties. For more information, the website is AAAMidAtlantic.com. Thomas Gagliardi cruising you through the Gagliardi Archives next Saturday night. Be sure to join us. We'll spotlight some more of the new cuneiform releases, also more music from the Prague Quebec label. And we'll continue our spotlight on the great krautrock bands of the 1970s as well. Some music from Guru Guru as we continue on. Patrick Mraz in studio. Having fun tonight, bud?
Oh, man. This is fantastic. I've got to tell you that, you know, you are one of the rare, of course, very rare stations which can have that kind of creative freedom to play this and that and that and extend the tracks and talk about this. And it's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah. And I tell you, it's scary because if I was to be, you know, at a commercial radio station, I would never, you know, I would have got frowned upon playing Sound Chaser. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it would have to be Roundabout, you know, or some, you know.
But here, I don't know what you mean. Yeah.
You know, but here, you know, being, doing the Gagliardi Archives, and we've been so lucky that in the last 16 years, and especially the last 12 here, we just came upon our 1,000th show about 6 weeks ago. And we had so many highlights. You were in there. So many great guests over the years, and I've been very fortunate to have that creative and artistic freedom to do what I want to do on the show. Hey, if we want to do a four-hour Pat Mraz show, we'll do a four-hour Patrick Mraz show, you know. But we featured Time Code just a little while ago.
Yeah.
Also, Out in the Sun, another great one. Now, this one we're going to talk about before we play the track, and this is probably behind the story of I. This is my second favorite album, and this one being this is Patrick Mraz 3.
Yeah, that's what at the time the record company wanted me to call it that, because they said it's your third solo album, da da da.
Right.
And I wanted to call it Primitivization, and they said, what? Because, you know, originally I conceived it as a ballet, and actually I had a commission to write a ballet from the Argentinian ballet company, and you know, somehow, I don't know, the ballet didn't materialize, but the music, I did it, and I conceived this story, a very simple story of you know, humans against machines, you know, versus machines taking over. But then, of course, there's the voice of the universe or whatever saying, keep the children alive. And then, you know, there's the potential, of course, coexistence between humans and machines. And, you know, it starts actually in the forest with all kinds of different, very, very analog and birds songs very, very, very natural kind of sounding thing. And then there is a chronology of the sound in the first track. I think that was called something like Jungles of the World or something like that. And then it goes to Temples of Joy with a big opening, and all the humans are, you know, dancing and doing this and that. And then suddenly, there's a big crossfade, but it's signaling that, of course, I don't know. I wouldn't say about. I hate to talk about bad aliens or extraterrestrial, because I love extraterrestrial. I love science fiction.
Right.
I love the universe. Do you know that my cousin Michel Mayor is the scientist, the astronomer who has discovered not only Pegasi B51, the first extrasolar planet, but the one recently, I mean, amongst 237 with his team.
The one that's Earth-like, potentially.
Yeah, exactly. Right, that's him. That's my cousin.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's a second cousin, but he's my cousin from Switzerland.
Wow,
you know?
Wow.
And when I was a kid, I used to play with him. And we used to go around with the Geiger counter, trying to find some uranium on the Swiss mountains.
Wow!
But we were like five, you know, seven. I mean, I was seven. He was five. You know, it's like unbelievable.
You guys still talk?
We sometimes we in touch, but you know, he's always between the south of Chile, and Arecibo, and even Switzerland, of course. You know, where he's a professor at the University of Geneva,
right?
And he has his whole team, and that was him anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, so what I'm saying is I'm extremely versed in all the affairs of the universe,
right,
extraterrestriality and so on. So, you know,
and this is broken down, this track we're going to feature, actually it's broken down like opening of the gates, overture, and then the feast.
Yeah.
So now even it's a 6-minute piece, but there's all these different
movements and sounds, and of course, you know, it paints actually a picture, and then we could actually spill over to the next crossfade and to maybe until the I'll tell you when to stop maybe, so it might be going to about 7 minutes.
Sure. You know, as a matter of fact, I will take the we'll let it just continuously run.
Okay.
And we'll check this out. This is Patrick Mraz. The album is called Three, but. You know, we know what the real title is. So there you go. This track here is called Temples of Joy. Once again, friends, check out Patrick's website in the meantime at patrickmraz.com. Great downloads as well. As a matter of fact, even our interview from a couple years ago, you can download that as well. And of course, you had some appearances at some other stations, which I have no idea who they are, but, you know, it's good stuff. Patrick Mraz. took you 5 hours, you said, to
just to do the at the final mixing session. At the time, it took me 5 hours to just do the crossfade that we hear from Temples of Joy to the beginning of that battle sequence, you know.